You know, I think the first thing is we talked a lot about to our team about mental toughness, focus, and really, you know, taking the lessons out of the last game of what are some things we need to do really well that really suits our team. And that was what we discussed, you know, on the off day and the recap of that game. And, you know, I just thought the focus level for us was good. And the things that we talked about, the players really executed, and, you know, our competitive level and commitment level in certain areas was better than it was in game one. So we need to make sure we continue that going into game three.
You know, last game, it seemed like we started just a bit too late. We made a good push in the third and weren't able to catch them. So momentum, whether it's shift to shift, period to period, game to game, is always big. We've got some right now. Obviously, we didn't like how we finished, but for 59 minutes, you know, and before a couple, you know, tough bounces, we played a pretty complete game. So that's where we'll look to start in game three.
Big win for the Nashville Predators in game two, 4-2 over the Arizona Coyotes to even up the best of five series 1-1. Welcome back into Morning Drive. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad. Looking ahead now to game three for the Predators. We'll take your phone calls, thoughts on the Preds, 615-737-1025. Call us, text us, 615-737-1025. Joe, we got a text on the text line. Being in the bubble, do they have the same access to treatment and recovery for sorrows to be able to properly recover? That's a good question. My answer to that is yes, largely. Like, you're not going to have everything that you would want. Like, you're at home team facility when it's just exclusively yours. I think that's a more ideal situation. But you're also not having to travel. You've got everything that you need to recover properly. I mean,